that it would be a case of mamid, not of nisa, not of kanaan, then it would not hold true. Then it would not be true what would be by mamid? By mamid, if they said that Reuven owes Shimon money, and it was taka true that he owed Shimon money, then what would be? What's this to say? Again, chat. That the Agamar is only true by Knaas and by Nisa. But by Mamin, what would be? Two Aiden say that Reuven borrowed money on Sunday. And the truth is that he borrowed it when? Monday or Friday? What's this is going on? What's this is case? What's this is case? Okay. Aiden say that Reuven borrowed money on Sunday. And they're mad with them. But really, he borrowed money on Monday. What would be the din? Right? Hello? Everybody. The Gemara is talking about Nisan Knaas. Taisa says it would be Monday, it would be different. What does Taisa mean? What would be different? If Adam, let's say Adam say Reuven borrowed money on Sunday. And they're Muslim. And they really borrowed money on Monday. Yeah, the first piece said he borrowed on Sunday with Mazen then. Right. And really he borrowed on a Monday or a Friday?
Friday.
If he really borrowed on Friday, so he didn't say he borrowed money on Sunday. He really borrowed money on Friday, so then you don't do Kashazan. Because it's true, at the time they said that he owed money, he did owe money. Right? That's the place he said, Alvadi Lidi Mamun Lai, Lidi Bechad Bishab is gone out. Ushnai Vamu the Be'er Shabbos gone up, the Chabishavsi Mani Yisem. Finally, Im Shalom Nain, Mamin, the Be'i Shai, the Demisa, the Igam, the Bechi Yugu. What would be Monday? The same thing, no? Wait, when are they saying Avis? On Tuesday. So they come in on Tuesday, they say, borrow money on Sunday. And Mazimim come, they say, Mano Yisem, Sunday, borrow money on Monday. Let's say they said he borrowed money on Sunday and he made up to pay back next Rosh Chodesh. The Mazim then they say no, he borrowed money on Monday and made up to pay Rosh Chodesh. Now you start saying very good, even without Nafkamin. They're making that he's chayav money l'mafreya from Sunday. And that's not true, Sunday he wasn't chayav money. I never agree with that. What? Depends by how he shaited the misadi. If I shaited the misadi means when the saying gave it, you're right. But he shaited the misadi means the time the saying gave it's about. By he shaited on that Sunday, the misadi, the saying gave it's about. Is it going on the time of I got to say this? From the fact that Tysus picked an example of Erev Shabbos, it's Mashma Taka, that if they come Tuesday, they say, you borrow money on Sunday, and now Mazimim come, and they say, you are with us on Sunday, but you really borrow money on Monday, it's Taka Mashma, that they would be Mazimim. Because they're saying, they tried to say he's chayav money from Sunday, and he's actually only chayav money from Monday. Shem Taisus, that's what Taisus seems to say. Okay, that it has to be not just that when you're saying Eidus there was a Chiyum Mam, but the time saying Eidus about that there was a Chiyum Mam. That's what it seems to say here in Taisus. Now what's the difference between Mam and Knaas? Yeah. What's Taisus say? He's saying good, but what's Taisus say? Taisus doesn't even say Knaas. Taisus says, what about, what's it between the Nefashis and Mam? What is it between the Fashis and Mammon? The Taisus Because by nefashos, it's karev levadei shivay away to the Edom. And by mammon, it's karev levadei shivay away to the Edom. But by nefashos, being a Jewish and Chakira, so lo yehav b'achiyum. Tosfos is making a chilek. That what? That the difference is that by mammon, Edom will probably come anyway. So you're ready about b'achiyum. But by the fascists, who knows if Edom will come? That's using the fascists at mammon. That's nice to say. So Rabbi Akiva Eger asked the kasha, we spoke out yesterday, to the bottom of the page, he's in Hashas. Lama Hatzachul Lezeh. He's not in Hashas on what Taisa says. He says, Lama Hatzachul Lezeh. Lama Hatzachul Lezeh. The mammon, after Lekha Edom Klaal, Elohu Atzmai Oimer, Loiki Elohu Levisi Ber Shabbos, Ebei B'Shabbos, become like him like a dinner zama tido b'bachiyuv. Actually, look at Tosfos. Look at Kivag's lashon. Not like you. Let's see the Kivag's lashon. Huh? Let's see the Kivag. Everyone has on the page. The bottom of the page. Tamani. Lama hotzchul lezabalay b'pshutay. The b'mamin after leka edim klal. Elohu ba'atzmei oimer loiki, elo levisi berav Shabbos, oibib beiz b'Shabbos, mekamak im lekedin azam, adei idu b'bachiyuvah. After b'lai egim lai yavez yachem l'chayimah. Kivega learned twice as different than we learned. Kivega learned that they come on Tuesday and they say Eidus that he borrowed money on Sunday. Then we're mazim them. We say he really borrowed money on Monday. Are you? Saying the way you said, no? Saying you say you borrow Eidus on Monday, you borrow money on Monday, that is a good case of not being Eidim Uzabim, Eidim Zaymanim. No Kasha Zaman, you follow what's going on? Follow? From the, in the Mamon Dika case, the Mazimit said he borrowed on Sunday. If he really borrowed Friday, then Abadah, the Mazimit don't get Kasha Zaman, because he was a Bachir. What happens if he really borrowed Monday? He really borrowed on Monday. Mazimin tried to say borrowed on Sunday. So from the Lashon of Tosfos, it's mashed with that Zaynanin. Because we're talking about Sunday. On Sunday he wasn't a Bar Chiyuva. Rabbi Akiva Eger understood that that way. Rabbi Akiva Eger understood that as long as they're saying Eidus on Tuesday, they say he borrowed on Sunday. He really borrowed Monday. It depends on the time they say Eidus. The day they said Eidus, he was a Bar Chiyuva. It's good enough that they're not Zaynanin. From the word Be'er Shabbos, Oy Bebez B'Shabbos. Right? Mekomach im Lekha Din HaZama, the Yidu B'Bach Yuvah, at the time they said Eidus, he was B'Bach Yuvah. So that's the first Nekuda, Rabbi Akiva Eger, is saying a Chiddush. Okay? Yeah? At that time, he was not a Bachiyuva to pay. And still, we say if ultimately he pays, that there's no Kasha Zaman. If we know for sure that he's going to die first, if we know for sure that he's going to die first, so he's going to end up paying. So that should be a Raya, which way? That should be a Raya that Shayach, it's not Shayach Zaman, the way we learned initially.
He's married.
Raya. What?
He's married already.
Yeah, but there the question is he's married already. Dedema tried to say that in whatever, in 1999 you have to pay the ksuba. So who knows for sure he's going to end up paying the ksuba in the year 2000, so then they didn't cause him any loss.
He didn't borrow the Sunday.
Yeah, but being that it's already Tuesday at the time you say Eidus, just like that, by that case, if you would know, the might be Takadoma, but if you would know, Chayri Raya is a good Raya. Okay, let's see how this all works out. Okay, so anyway, that's one point for Rabbi Kivega. That's not his Kasha. What's Rabbi Kivega's Kasha? Kivega asked, there's a Pashta difference between Mamet and the Pashas. Money is the chiyuv be'etzem. If you borrow money or steal money, you chayuv be'etzem. It has nothing to do with bezin. Nothing any bezin force to enforce it. But someone steals or borrows, you don't need a bezin. You chayuv be'etzem. Everybody here is borrowing money. You don't go to bezin. You just pay back your money. Because when you borrow, you owe. Nefashos and knasos are not that with him. If somebody kills somebody, he's not chayav nisa, unless Bezdin paskens is chayav nisa. Reuven killed Shimon, and nobody took Reuven to Bezdin. Reuven's not chayav nisa. Like Kivega says, he's not going to go kill himself. Shenkin b'knas, but Kushka d'mol say, ain't able to love l'shalim. Because not shalich Reuven Bezdin, ain't able to kill him. Even if you, let's say you know you stole from someone, so you want to pay him, you want to go there and pay him. So you go there and you say, no, I feel bad, I stole money from you, I want to pay you. So he says, so pay kafel. Does anyone need to pay kafel? Does anyone need to pay kafel? Why not? The Torah says, the God pays kafel. Because without a mice of bezin, without a psak bezin that says, if I have kafel, you're not chayiv kafel. Knas is something that bezin is mechayiv. You're not chayiv be'etzem to pay a knas. Same thing the fashion. If somebody knows that he killed somebody, he wants to do tshuva, so he doesn't go and kill himself. He'll say, what do you mean? I know I'm chayav nisa. It's ridiculous. He's not chayav nisa. So since he's not chayav nisa, he just does tshuva, and that's it. So break Rebbe Kiva Eger. What if Taisus have to come out to all pshat? That by mamin, Eden probably will come. By nefashis, they probably won't come. Don't do it that. You push the chilek between mamin and nefashis, or mamin and knas. Mamin is a chiyuv be'etzem, and the fashas said, and kras, I'm not a chiyuv be'etzem. It's a very posh tefillin in the case of the Eidim here. This is Rabbi Kivega's kasha. What? Perhaps he did, but that only makes his true the kasha stronger. No, because here we're making the tefillin not between Zaymin and Mokhash. Within Zaynanin, we're making a chiluk between the Fashis and Mamin, or Knas and Mamin.
So,
what? How do you know that? He proves it because if I know I borrow money from someone, even if he can never go to Bezdin, then I still have to pay. No, you're not going to kill. No. If you kill somebody, if someone knows you killed someone, there's no Misa on him, he doesn't kill himself.
He has
the tshuva, but I'm saying the Einish is a mice of bezin. What Raymond tried to do is give him an Einish. The Einish of paying back a loan is a fee of bezin. So he really did borrow him, he's really owed.
He really
killed
first.
Yeah, but he's not chayav
nisa.
So bezin has to get a mice. But he himself is not a bar domin, he's not a bar mice. Without a psak bezin. Till bezin passes, he's talking about chayav nisa. You shouldn't give him money, but till bezin passes, he's chayav nisa. So B'chanan says a teretz. So B'chanan the Chelik Beis Simin Yud Gimel, I believe, says a chiddush in Dinei Knossos. So B'chanan is mechadesh that Dinei Knossos, when Bezdin paskens the knas, the chiyuv is chal lemafreya from the time of the geneva. Taka true, Rabbi Kivega said, that if Bezdin doesn't paskin, he's not chayav a knas. But Bezdin doesn't paskin, he's not chayav nisim. But Rabbi Chanan is mechadish that when Bezdin paskins a knas, the chiyuv is chal mafreya from the shas gezeila. L'may nafkamina. So Rabbi Chanan brings a few gemaras. I'll mention one or two. One, he brings a gemara that says that if someone steals from you, or if it's shar, actually the case is, if it's shar tam is mazik, your property. So the Gemara says that if you want, you can go and be taitis. You can go and grant payment. His shar is mazik, your property. And so if you want, you can go and grab Teshlumin, let's say you don't have Eden, or you're going to have whatever problem you're going to have proving an embezzlement. So you're about to go and grab property. So Tosfos there says this Ovid Inish Dino Lenafshe, because the person is allowed to take the law into his own hands. Ovid Inish Dino Lenafshe. So that Gemara seems to be a stira to this Rabbi Kivega. Kivega says you're not chayav a knas until Bezdin Paskins. So how could there be a case in the Gemara where a person is Tosfos? If Bezdin didn't Paskin yet, so what's the Hecha Timtza that you're allowed to Tosfos? Second Gemara, it's actually a Mishnah in Shviyas. Mishnah in Shviyas says, if a man is ma'anis a girl, so he has to pay her the knas, ma'anis or mefate or maitushemra, he has to pay a knas. He owes her a knas. And Shemitah passes. Is Shemitah mishamet the knas? Is Shemitah mishamet the knas? No, why? The Mishnah says, if you're ma'anis a girl and Shemitah passes, so you don't have to pay the knas. So the Gemara, the Yerushalmi says, why not? Because it's not a loan. I mentioned to you once before that you only have Shemitah is only mishamet loans. It's not mishamet other fiyuvim. In fact, Rav Elchanan, why do you need the reason? Because Shemitah is the only mishamet loans. Calls a man, there was no psak bezin. Man is man, it's a girl, and Shemitah passes. Calls a man, there's no psak bezin. There's no chiyuv at all. There is no eschaimus. If Bezin didn't pask him, there's no eschaimus. So Shemitah's not mishamet because you don't owe the money. Why? What? It's a knas. And it's a fact of the knas. The time we pass in Shar Tam is a knas. Yeah. I think this could knas. So the same kasha. Chayo points Rabbi Kivega that you only become chayav knas when Bezin paskins. That Mishnah is talking that someone's ma'anis and mefatah. Bezin didn't go to Bezin yet. The Shemitah passes. So in that case, it's pashut. There's no eschaidus. Why it's pashut that Shemitah's not mishamit. Why do you need a Mishnah to tell you Shemitah's not mishamit? Yeah.
Chatinezek,
right? Chatinezek knasa. The fact that Shartan pays Chatinezek the knas, and the Gemara really says, and Taisus explains that you can be Taisus. So why could you be Taisus? Still bad and passionate, there's no fear. Well, it's Chatinezek about a damage. It was not Chayef Kulinezek. But the Chatinezek is to be Taisus. So because of these rayas and another rayah, Rabbi Chanan says that is Rabbi Kivega right? Rabbi Kivega says you're not chayiv a knas until Bezdin paskins. Is that true? These two gemaras seem to say that you're chayiv a knas right away. But on the other hand, is another gemara. The gemara says that once Rabbi Gamliel knocked out the tooth of his eved of Tevi. His famous Eved. He knocked out the tooth of his Eved. So he went running to Bezin. He was all excited because he liked Tevi. He really wanted to free him. But he's not allowed to free him. Eved Knan. So he went running to Bezin. He said, Bezin, I'm all excited. I just knocked out the tooth of Tevi and now he'll be a Ben Chayrin. I'm very happy. So Bezin told him, or Bezin tell him, yep. He just messed up. Hamayt the Knan's potter. Shemba Ayin is a knas. You should have kept your mouth shut and let two Edom come and say Edom. Then he would have gone free. But now that you came running to Bezin, you are Mike of a knas, see a potter, so Tevi doesn't go free. So Rabbi Chanan says, we see from that Gemara, Rabbi Kiveg is right. There's no chiyuv at all. There, Rabbi Gamliel was willing to let him go free. So if there's even Lotzei Sidei Shemayim, the chiyuv knas, so let him go free. We see from that Gemara, that until Bezin paskins, there is no chiyuv. So that's twice of these two Gemaras, by Shemitah and by Tfisa, that seem to say there's a chiyuv right away. The chiyuv only starts from when Bezin paskins. But once Bezin paskins, the chiyuv is chal l'mafreya from the time that it happened. Once Bezin is mechayev a knas, the chiyuv is chal l'mafreya from the time that it happened. So let's see. In the case of Rav Gamliel and Tevi, Avdai, Bezdin's never going to pass it. Once a person's made the Beknas, there won't be a Psak Bezdin. If there is no Psak Bezdin, there's nothing to be Chalam Afraya. So, tough luck, he's not free. Because the Knas is not Chayav unless there's a Psak. Let's say in the Shemitah case, a man is man, is a girl. The Psak Bezdin takes place after Shemitah. Once Bezdin paskins, it becomes a Chiyav from Shas Aveira. Becomes a fear from the time he was ma'anisar. So that's why I would think Shemitah is mishamit. Svara, I would say Shemitah should be mishamit. Why? Because Taka, at that moment, it was no chiyuv. But later, when Bez the Paskins, it becomes a chiyuv l'mafreya. So if it becomes a chiyuv l'mafreya, so then Shemitah should be mishamit. So that's why Yerushalmi has to give a different reason. Shemitah is not mishamit because it's not a halvah. Otherwise, Shemitah would be Misham. We ask the Kasha, why should Shemitah be Misham? There's no Chiyuv yet. And the answer is, right now there's no Chiyuv. But when Bezdin paskins will be Mechayim HaMafreya, it'll turn out that in Lomdis, Shemitah passed on this Chiyuv. So what about by Tfisa? What about the case of Tfisa? So the Bechala doesn't explain, doesn't spell it out, but Mechayim he means. That Tfisa will help in a case where ultimately there'll be a psak. Ultimately there'll be a psak. Just you want to be typhus. You're afraid he'll run away with the money. He'll hide his assets. So you can be typhus. There's no chiyuv yet. But since the chiyuv will be chalam afreya, so the melee I can be typhus now. So the chalam's yisai is that a knas is chayav l'mafreya, and he names on pashat that the fashas also. He expresses it in more lundish terms. He says that from the time you kill, from the time you're ma'anis, you're chayav right away a chiyav of the fashis al pi bezdin, or a chiyav of knas al pi bezdin. The chiyav starts right away. But it's a tanai that you need a psak bezdin. Once you have the psak bezdin, the chiyav is right away. Because right away, the shas, you steal your chayav kefel with a tanai that there's a psak bezdin. Let's say someone today steals. He is. He's chayiv kefal al pi psak. Being that there's no psak, he's never going to be chayiv. But he's chayiv kefal al pi psak then. So the chiyuv starts, the chiyuv is chalam afreya. So the meila, that's what Bechon is saying. The knasa is a chalam afreya. The meila, so explain to Yerushalmi like this. Now really, what did Yerushalmi say? Why is Shemitah not Mishamit? Because it's not alone. So the kasha was, why are you saying Shemitah Mishamik because it was not alone? Say so simple reason. Shemitah Mishamik, there is no chiyuv yet. They didn't go to Bezdin yet. Teretz is that because when they will go to Bezdin, they'll be Chalam Afreya. And Svara will say Shemitah is Mishamik. So therefore, I need the other reason because it's not alone. Good. So therefore, getting back to our Gemara, Tysus is looking for a difference between Mammon on the one hand and Knas and Nefashis on the other. They're looking for Nafkamina between Mammon and Knas and Nefashis. What's Nafkamina? So Kidayda says Nefashis is Nafkamina. If he's a Bar Katala at the time, by Mammon, he's a Bar Chiyuva Be'etzem right away. By Knas and Nefashis, he's not a Bar Chiyuva right away. And Rabbi Chanan, it's not true. By Knas and Nefashis, once Bezdin paskins, I'll be the second pair of Eidim, he becomes L'mafreya a Bar Chiyuva right away. And being that he becomes a Bar Chiyuva immediately, so Memela, Titus couldn't say the difference. Mamed is different, because Mamed is not a Bar Chiyuva. Knas and Nefashis he is. It's not true. Knas and Nefashis also call L'mafreya. So therefore, Titus has to say a different chiluk. Exactly why Tysus has to come. That Be'ed's the fascist, the Bina Jusha Chakira, he's not called a Bar Katola, the Suffolk of Eden will come. Ultimately, they came. So Tysus makes his chilek that any time that Bishat HaGadah, it's not likely that Edom will come and be able to make an embezzlement, he's not called a Bar Katolia. Magabe is like this. I'm saying Tyson, I'm saying a Kiddush. The question is, why does Tyson need a Kiddush? It's the reason Tyson needs a Kiddush. This is Rabbi Chanan's Chilek. Basically, what he's doing is saying Knossos and Mammon are the same in this one aspect. Now, both of them, Shas Psak, are Chalom Afreya. That's what Rabbi Chanan is saying, and Kivega apparently ignored that. The fact that it's Chalom Afreya, he held it. It's not Chalom Afreya. What? What is that? Rabbi Chanan is a Chilek base. Now, let's get on to this status Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer status is Yisuf. Wait, don't turn the page. What's the case? The case, let's go. Everyone know what the case is in the Mishnah? No chance for a raise of hands? I see some foggy faces. Huh? The case in the Mishnah is what? Good. Safe ground so far. Ada said what? What's the case?
Reuven
Kill Shimon? That was the case. So now it gets confusing because we're talking about two types of Edom. Edom Zaymimin and Edom Mazimin. So we'll give them numbers, okay? Cut number one says, cut number two says, Yimaru Yisam. Cut number three says, and then cut number two repeats itself. This is how most Rishonim learn. Like the case, this is most Rishonim. Cat number two repeats itself. It says, but now it says that cat number three will with us. Okay? And so on and so forth. Another cat come, they say Manu Yisa. So obviously, cat number two, who are we suspicious of? Who are the Istatis? Cat number one or number two? Number two. I mentioned this because we're going to have later a different shot. So it's not cat number two who's an Istatis. We're going to get to that later. Right now, Pashup Shad the Mishnah, the way Rashi apparently learned, and the Rif learned, Shat in the Mishnah is, Kat number one says Reuven Kill Shimon, Kat number two says Imanu Yisim. Kat number three says Reuven Kill Shimon, Kat number two says Imanu Yisim. And how many times did it happen in the Mishnah? Yeah, what's the minute? Even 100. What's the minimum? Twice. The Mishnah says twice, and it says it's Lamei, right? Does it happen twice? No, three. The Mishnah picks the case of three, right? Bo Achayu Vizimun, the second. Achayu Vizimun. See, cut number one, number two was Mazenben. Cut number three, number two was Mazenben. Cut number four, number two was Mazenben. Atilah Himeya. So we have Machlaik. So, the Chachamim say, what's the din? They all get Misa, and we believe cut number two. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Statisizu. What ain't in Eric Alakat Rishayin, we'll get to in a few minutes. But it's Tatis Yisuf. The Machlokes of Yehuda and the Chacham. Which Shita is Pashut and which is the Chiddush? Which Shita is Pashut and which is the Chiddush? That's Svara-wise, what would you say? You're right. I didn't ask you what it depends on. I asked you what? If you were in a Beis Din and you saw this happening, who would you say the Svara is?
Yehuda.
I knew Yaakov said Yehuda. Right? Right, you'll say Rabbi Yehuda? Who's Pashit? Rabbi Yehuda's Pashit. Does everybody agree Rabbi Yehuda's more Pashit? I think Rabbi Yehuda's a Pelat Silver. How many people are here? Explain to me, Rabbi Yehuda, how this works. Rabbi Yehuda's right. Why is Rabbi Yehuda right? If they say something that's physically impossible, then there would be no machlokes. But it's physically possible that they were that night was the Siyum HaShas and they were with all these people and Madison Square Garden. Not possible. Huh? What do you say? See, every person is different. Some people have a big sense of fairness. If that's your tenuas hanefesh, you'll say Rabbi Yehuda is right. However, there are many other people who have a sense of working things out technically. Things have to work, technically. They have to work. Technically, the Chachamim are 100% right. The Torah says, Al pi shnei edim yakum gavur. Torah says if two witnesses say something, we believe them. We question them. We ask them all kinds of questions. But if they stand up to the questioning, so apishnei eidim yakum davar. So I don't understand. What do you want from these people? Cat number one came and they said imanu yisa. Cat number two said they said imanu yisa. Why can't they do that three times? Can someone explain to me? Let's try to review them. 100 times maybe, but let's say 3 times. 3 times they said, Imanu Yisa. We were with all 6 of you, all 6 of you alive. We don't believe the Adam? Let me ask you a question. Let's say 6 people walk into Bezin, and they say, we saw Reuven kill Shimon. And a cop comes in, and they say, all 6 of you were with us that day. Would you also be suspicious? But the odds of it being true are exactly the same. So why should that make a technical difference? Why does that matter? It's true, it's a chiddush, but it still works up your shnei eidim. There's only one count of mazimin. That's why I wanted to give it numbers. You have count number one says Reuven killed Shimon. Count number two says Imanu Yisa. Count number three says Reuven killed Shimon. So count number two repeats itself. It says, now about you, Imanu Yisa. Next count. Cat number two. Cat number two is the mazim, the mazim. Cat number one, two, and four, one, three, and four were the.
So what is the meaning of the first set of mazim? Set number three, David. What does it say about that?
They go free.
They go free?
Yeah. The start of season.
What about the first group?
So that's the Gemara we're going to talk about in the beginning of the Gemara. What's the first? We'll talk about the first group later. No, there are three groups of Zaymanim. There's one Mazimin. Mazimin are the ones who say Imanu Yisa. Zaymanim are the liars. There are three groups of liars. That's the Gemara's kasha. Let's say we don't kill any groups. I think some other people are confused too, just you know it.
The first group says Reuven killed Shimon.
Second group says Imanu Yisa.
Third group says you were with us.
Right.
What happens?
Quick tribute, Yehuda, no one gets killed. Good. Does that make sense to you? I don't understand it. There's a rule that we pack it up Yishnei Eidim. So what? By what legislation are you retracting? Are you overriding the din that two Eidim give someone Nisa? But what right do you have to do that? Two Eidim say there's Eidim. What technical system are you using to throw them out? Don't you need exams or costs to say it doesn't go that far? Let me ask you, let's say it wasn't Zaynanin. Let's say two Eidim walk into Bezin and they say Reuven killed Shimon. And the second pair say them, the Mechalei Shabbos. Then another pair comes and they say Reuven killed Shimon. And count number two says they, the Mechalei Shabbos. Then a third count comes and again they say the Mechalei Shabbos. Don't you think Reb Yehuda would hold the start of the season with that case too? Probably. You tell me. You have to figure that out. I mean, all you thought their view is more established, so somebody explain their view.
It's part of it. It doesn't make sense that each party testified on two Adam, so even if it looked like as Nidain.
They have no say, but still,
it seems very much a coincidence that they were all with them at that time. But
so what happens? What happens in such a case? When it's a very big coincidence, what happens? I don't understand. What occurs? A very big coincidence. Therefore, what? Why? Why can't these two witnesses say? Where's the stop if he's Umi? Is he suspicious?
I don't know if the conspiracy is around. When all these other
Why can't three pairs? Six people that there are they might not even complain. I don't understand the big deal. Well, what's the status? I agree, it sounds very suspicious. I agree that I'd be very suspicious of that. But why technically, why is turning out the different players? What?
It's
not a very big finish though. It's not a big finish. The Ritva writes, what you're saying, the Ritva says that they argue that the Chachamim hold that an Umdin Das is not enough to pass in a halacha. Umdin Das means an estimation of what took place. That's not good enough to pass in. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that an Umdin is good enough to pass in, based on an Umdin. That's what's in the Ritva. Which at least confirms what we're saying, that the Chachamim say you work technically, the Rabbi Yehuda says you can work with an Umdin. But it doesn't explain Rabbi Yehuda that well what the svara of Rabbi Yehuda is, why it should work.
That's a really dead person. Somebody that's not sure they keep on saying that the guys are something wrong.
What? Talking about.
Although he has to say, you see the guy is dead.
Yeah.
And keep on saying that we saw this guy kill him. And this guy keeps on saying, Maro Yusuf.
It's suspicious. It's very suspicious. Where in halacha is there room for something suspicious? Like, where is that an area of halacha? Someone once showed me a small piece from a law journal, quoted from a court that somebody said something, and the other lawyer objected. He said, "Objection, Your Honor. Common sense dictates otherwise." So the other lawyer said, "No, common sense is nowhere in the Book of Law," and his objection was sustained. I mean, what do you mean common sense? You have to have common sense, but in order to do things in court, you can't just say common sense. You have to have a way for it to work. Jewish law, we work with common sense. It's true, you're right. But.
If there was something more
big, it's a chiddush, what you're saying. It's a very big chiddush. And you're right, that seems to be not like it. It needs explanation, though. And let me try to explain it. Yeah. We spoke up. The truth is that this is a big shaila in Rishayim. Is a Chumash Harash. Maisa Shahaya, somebody came in front of the Rosh and he was Tiveya alone. He said, the Leiva borrowed money from me, and he was able to prove, however he proved it, I don't know if it was Aiden or, that the Leiva borrowed money from the Maal. So the Rosh asked the Leiva, what do you say? He said, Parati. I paid, I believe to say Parati. There's no Shtar, I can say Parati. So the Rosh asked him, when did you pay? I said, Parati, I don't want to say anything else. I know if I say Parati, I wouldn't. Parati, when did you pay? Please, the fifth. Where did you pay? I don't want to say anything. You know, where did you get the money to pay? I don't want to say anything. You just kept on saying Parati, the Rosh writes in the Tshuva, you don't want to say anything else except the word Parati. The Fesh Gemara, you say Parati, you believe. Right? That's why the Halva, the Alpan, you believe to say Parati. So you just said Parati. And he wouldn't answer any other question. So what would you paskin? The Rosh paskin that he's not believed to say Parati. The status is, you know, this is, he doesn't write the word the status, but he says it's an umdina that the person is lying. If he doesn't want to give any details about Parati, he doesn't even say I forgot. He just says Parati, I don't want to say another word. And he's obviously a crook.
He doesn't have to.
He's not what?
He doesn't have to.
He's not mechuyev to. And the Rosh Hashanah, if he came paskin, that if he can't give a good excuse why he's not talking, that I don't believe him.
I don't
think that. I don't know. If you say, I don't remember, maybe the Rosh would believe. The circumstances were such that made him suspicious. The same word, suspicious. And they say, Kasha, why? I think, what? It's the same, only in one aspect, that
there's
only, and there?
On right, not with right.
Here
is the right.
Whereas the person's name is Parati. I don't understand. Parish Mechabesh Shulchan Aruch. You say Parati, you never.
It's
based on a Maitim Mechabesh Shulchan Aruch. Right.
Nevertheless, once you know for a fact that he's lying. Let's say you say Parati, okay. And then
all right, let's see how the Achrayim is playing. Let's see how the Achrayim is playing. They should know, first of all, this is a Machlokes. I think the Marik is the Bar Plukta of the Rosh, and it's quite a bit on the Shaila of when and how you believe in Umdina. But the point that I want to get to is the explanation, the Hezra Adab. There's a Truman de Shlosiakov who explains how this works. He's bothered by this case of the Rosh. There are a few other cases. He brings a case I'm reluctant to bring to mention the Shlosiakov's case because it'll wake up other problems. But all right, there's another case in the Nadi Behuda. Nadi Behuda has a case like this. The Gemara says that Gemara's equivalent of Tzadikov says Tviyas Ayin is better than Siman. If you recognize something, that's better than if you have a Siman on something. Why? Because if you say Edis, Reuven killed Shimon, you bring a man into bed, and they can say, we recognize Reuven, so they believe. Every time they say Reuven killed Shimon, how do you know this is the same person that killed? You have Tviyas Ayin, they recognize him. The Gemara says, what happens if they don't recognize him, but they have some money? They say, you know, he had a wart on his forehead or something, in an unusual place. We never saw any other person with this type of thing. They bring a man into bed and they say, that's him. I can tell from this simon, he's got this wart. So, they're not believed. They don't kill people based on some money. So the Gemara says, Tviyas Ayin is better than simon. That's a Gemara. Zot the night of Yehuda, that's only true by a simon she'ein emuvin. A wart on the forehead. It can happen to anybody, they can get a wart on the forehead. But if you have a simon muvin, a simon which we're sure nobody else would have, I think a combination of simonim, which we're sure that the odds of that happening to two human beings is so astronomical that halacha is called impossible. A simon muvin, we can argue, what's a simon muvin? But if it's a simon muvak, that's the night of Yehuda, you believe. Why? So Rabbi Kiva Eger says an explanation of this night of Yehuda. And the Shvus Yaakov, the both of them say the same explanation, that it says in the Torah, v'hu eid, what's a witness? V'hu eid v'ra'a or yada. The language of the Torah is you can have a witness who saw or yada, or he knows. There's Re'iya and there's Yediyah. It's possible to paskin with an Umdina Gemura based on a Yediyah Gemura. If you know with certainty, now you can start arguing, how much Yediyah is knowing with certainty? How much circumstantial evidence is knowing with certainty? You can start arguing about it. But the Shita Sarash is that Eidim could say Eidis based on a Yediyah, not only Adam, Dayanim. If a Dayan sees something suspicious, so that Dayan has a Yediyah, and that Yediyah is something he can pass him on. If he shuts us up, then it's a certain, again, how certain, I can't tell you. A certain amount of certainty is certain, considered Vaday. Rav Maisha has a tshuva that he wrote in Russia. The Shaila, the person asked, they were from parents, and the children were fried. Right? So this happened, this tshuva was written in the 30s. So you had frum parents, and the children were raised in the communist schools, and they were not frum. So the parents asked Rav Moshe if they were allowed to trust their children for kashrus. Why? Because the children are mechalei Shabbos. L'chaira, they have no nemanis. But the parents say, we know that the children wouldn't do that. Children are respectful to us. They wouldn't give us traces and say it's kosher. But Api Halacha, we're not allowed to rely on that. So what's the din? So Rav Moshe Paskin, that a yidid affects his kosher about 60 years after it was written. I had the shaila because I had some Russian children who were living, their parents were Mechalei Shabbos. And they asked me, are they allowed to rely on their parents for kashrus, the parents of Mechalei Shabbos? But they know for certain their parents are respectful of them and their parents wouldn't give them traitors. So they had this shaila, a twist of fate, the way it turns around, right? Rav Moshe's shaila was in the 1930s, where the parents were from and the kids were fried. I wonder, you know, in Shemayim, it was the same parents and grandchildren, you know. And the grandchildren had this shaila, they could trust their father, and I wasn't sure what to answer them. I went over to Rebelski, and Rebelski said, ah, that's Rav Moshe's tshuva. He showed me the tshuva. Incredible, like a twist of the way things played out. But I'll put Rav Moshe's machadish, the schiddish, that yediyah is yediyah. You know. How certain you have to be, that's already hard to shut up. But there's a certain level where you could be a bad guy with the idea. Common sense very often is not certainty. And let me just say, there's a certain level of idea that's good. How what the level is, we can argue about. I'm just being the chiddush to you, this chiddush. Rav Moshe says it's a chiddush, it's Ryan and only b'shas atak, but he says it. It's in the first Chelek Yeridei, I don't remember what it's saying. He brings a very, very interesting raya from the Gemara in Ksuvos. Maybe I'm getting the names mixed up. When you hear this raya, you'll remember the whole thing. I think it was Rava that was sitting at a din Torah. Rava was a dayan, and someone came in and said Eidus. So Rav Papa whispered in Rava's ear, said, "Don't trust him. He's a ganav." So Rav Gemara says Rava told Rav Papa, "You're an Eidus." Can't make him a ganav, so he was mekabel the eidus. Then the Gemara says, on the same Amid, Rava was sitting in a din Torah, and someone came to say eidus. Rava's wife told Rava, "Don't trust him; he's a ganav." So Rava threw him out of bed and didn't trust him. That's basically what the Gemara says. Slightly different, but basically that's what the Gemara says. So Rav Moshe says, "What's the difference? Rava didn't trust Rav Papa, and his wife he trusted. Rav Papa's an eidus, right?" His wife is not even Eid Echad. Isha Fadine Mamun is not even Kashi Laidin. So what's going on? Look, Rav Moshe, Rava knew Rav Papa by reputation. It's Cheskes Kashrus. He's a Talmud Chacham. That's how it is. He's an Eid Echad. Rava knew his wife, Yediya Gemura. He knew his wife doesn't lie. He knows his wife said something, she's telling the truth. So Rava had a Yediya that this man was a Pasul Laidin. They threw him out. A yediya is different than even a cheskes kashrus of Rav Papa. That's Rav Moshe's chiddush. Because Rav Papa, he didn't know. He didn't live with Rav Papa, and he knew. Rav Papa had a nice reputation. He's a rabbi in town, and he's the cheskes kashrus, and some never signed the truth. That's a yediya. He didn't personally know it. His wife, he had a personal yediya. So I'm wiping his opinion. Okay. Gemara Neil Matthias, right? Alright. So this Gemara would be similar, what you're saying. Some of you are talking based on that. These are all rayas that there's a concept of yediyah, and yediyah works. In Cain, we understand the review of the host. This is a yediyah. This is that, this is a yediyah. Come on, it's not a yediyah. Now this whole issue of Umdina is very controversial because there's another Gemara which seems to contradict all this. The famous Gemara with Shimon ben Shatach saw one person running after another person with a knife. And they ran into a building. Shimon ben Shatach ran in after them, and he saw the person dead on the floor, and the man holding a knife that was dripping blood. So Shimon ben Shatach said, "Look, it's only me and you, and presumably there's one more aide there. It's only us here in the room. And the Gosh and Gemara is either you killed him or I killed him. Well, what could I do? I didn't see it, so I can't say aides." That's what the Gemara seems to say. Pastors, the words of the Gemara Sanhedrin. That Gemara seems to contradict everything we just said. What? So maybe to be Mechayev Nisa is different. Mechayev Nisa, you can't use an Umd any more the Adiyah. And to Patefa Nisa, if you're Mechayev Mamin, maybe we can. He's letting them all off the hook. He's Dr. Zizou, so we're not going to kill anybody. He's letting them all off the hook. I say to them, so maybe to give Nisa, we won't save them. To give, at any rate, this is all very, very important because the Shaila of Umdina becomes more and more a Shaila as time goes on with science and, you know, lie detector tests and all these things. The question of whether you can pass in DNA Umdina or whether you have to pass in period. I'll be Aiden, and that's it. This is all very important. Oh, you know the Rosh Ben Zariah. You wouldn't believe the Rosh Ben Zariah. But the Rosh Ben Zariah from Navi. Where do you have a Navi that someone paskined up the Umdina? Rosh Hashanah Noah. When Shlomo Paskin, he said, you know, cut the baby in half. And one lady said, no, don't cut the baby. He said, oh, it's her baby. I didn't know it's her baby. It was only an Umdina. What is the idea? So the Rosh brings a Raya from Shlomo Noah. There's a few rites, but one is right. At any rate, Rabbi Yehuda holds. I suppose so. And then just repeat themselves. So what comes out? Who's more pasha? Rabbi Yehuda or Chachamim? What? Who's more pasha? What are they arguing in now? I would have thought, what? I would have thought they're arguing that Rabbi Yehuda holds what? You pass him based off your dinner. The Chachamim say what? The two eight for the Chachamim now. Either what or what? Rabbi Yehuda we know. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to base a psak of the Umdina. Chachamim hold, two ways to learn. Either you don't pass it out the Umdina, or you do pass it out the Umdina, but this is not good enough. What? Yeah? Maybe the Zeska Bei Zayman is different. You can't say that. I'll tell you why. Because look at the Amid Beis. I guess we'll get through the Gemara tomorrow. But the Gemara says the story of Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan. It compares it to our Mishnah. You can't say Dafke Eidim Zayman. It's a comparison. Ritva says, since the Gemara compares the case of Rish Lakish to our Mishnah, Beis, that the Pshat and the Chachamim is they hold you don't pass an Api Umdin. It's not a question of how much Umdin, but at least the Gemara's Kashim, what's the Gemara's Teres tomorrow. At least the Gemara's Machin held, the Chachamim hold you don't pass an Api Umdin. If you're going to say Pshat and the Chachamim is, you do pass an Api Umdin. But this is not a good enough Umdin, then you can't ask the Kasha from this story. The story is a good enough Umdin. So the Ritva says, Vais dies, the Pshar and the Chachamim is, come say you don't pass an Api Yom Dinah, at least in this type of Torah, and the case with Eredim, and Rabbi Yehuda, you do. Now, this becomes a quality stick of Achleit, Shuri, the Chachamim. Does a person pass an Api Yom Dinah? Doesn't he pass an Api Yom Dinah? Okay. Today we slow down, we're going to make up for it tomorrow. I'm going to do the next Mishnah. We'll do the Gemara, but we'll do the next Mishnah as well. Thank you.